worship you. Unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee, and they shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net, thou layest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Amen. The Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. We just have a prayer request here that we want to read. Brother Jimmy is requesting prayer. It says, for my aunt that has a dramatic case of dementia and cannot live alone. Also a cousin that is battling cancer for the second time, and another cousin has a 95% blockage in her heart. We know that neither one of these cases are nothing to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless. So they just ask us to take these requests before the Lord in prayer. This aunt is suffering from dementia, a cousin that's battling cancer for the second time, and another cousin that has 95% blockage in the heart. Brother Troy, if you don't mind, I'm having you just come and take these requests as well as just open the service, amen, in prayer on to tonight.
Gracious Heavenly Father, oh God, how we come before you, Lord God, with our heads bowed humbly, oh Father God, to the earth from whence we came. Lord God, we just enter into your courts with thanksgiving. Enter it with praise, oh Father God. Song in our hearts, Lord. Praise on our lips, oh Father God. For you are worthy, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us traveling mercy, oh Father God, along the dangerous highways, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing us into the house of the Lord one more time, oh Lord God. Lord God, now, Lord, we just lift up these prayer requests, Lord, before you, Lord God. Lord God, your brother had enough faith, Lord, to write them down. Lord God, to ask for the saints of God to lift these things up in prayer, Lord. Right now, Lord God, we lift up these conditions before you, oh Lord God. Lord God, we bind that devil of dementia, Lord God. We ask you, oh Father God, to just reach your mighty hand, oh Father God. We know, Lord God, that the work has already been done, Lord God. Lord God, but now, Lord God, like the woman, oh Father God, the unjust judge, we come to you, Father God, and ask you to intervene, Lord God. We ask you, Father God, on behalf, oh Father God, of our brother's loved one, oh Father God. Lord God, we know, Father God, that you hear our prayers, oh Lord God. We ask you to look on the cousin with the blockage, oh Father God. Lord God, we ask you, oh Father God, to look on each and every case, Lord God. Lord God, you know all about it, oh Lord God. Lord, we ask you, oh Father God, to just your mighty hand, oh Father God, of grace once again, oh Lord God, be bestowed upon him, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you touch their hearts, Lord God. Lord, we know that the redemption work, oh Father God, included both the soul and the body, oh Lord God. But Lord God, the inoculation has to be accepted, oh Lord God. Lord God, may they accept the inoculation that was provided at Calvary, oh Father God. Lord God, we ask you, oh Father God, Lord God, to just take control of this service, oh Lord God. For Lord God, we come, oh Father God, and not, Lord, just to come to another service, but any time, Lord, we have an opportunity, oh Father God, to enter into the presence of Almighty God, Lord. Lord, come, we come, oh Father God, as humbly as we know how. Lord, we approach, oh Father God, like Moses. We take off our shoes for the ground we're standing on is holy, oh Lord God. Lord, may the word of God, oh Father God, just peer down, oh Father God, into the depths of our souls, oh Father God. Lord God, into our lives, oh Father God, and Lord God, straighten everything out that might not be right, oh Lord God. Lord God, give us the encouragement that one may need, oh Father God. May we possess every gate of the enemy, oh Lord God. Lord God, we're striving for perfection, dear Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. And we commit this service into your mighty hands. Have your way, Lord God, and we'll be so careful, Lord, to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And the church said amen.
Glory to his name. Amen. Let's just sing this song of worship to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jehovah is your name. Hallelujah. Every voice lifted. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah, yes, So glad you're in my life.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Hey, Lord, I love to sing your praise. And I'm so glad. Hey, and I'm so glad. Come on. You came from heaven. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debts you paid from the cross to the grave. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, sing it again. Lord, I lift your name. Lord, I lift your name on high. Hey, Lord, I love to sing your praises, and I'm so glad, oh, I'm so glad, hallelujah, yeah, you came from heaven to show the tonight. Let's worship our King. Hallelujah. Lord, I lift your name on high. Hey, Lord, I love to sing your praises. And I'm so glad. To be praised. My God, my God. Amen, amen. You can have your seats in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We want to just prepare for tonight's offering, and we'll just mention a couple of announcements, and also I just want to just make mention that if anybody just got a short testimony that they'd like to share tonight, we'll make room for that before we go into the word of the Lord. Amen. So if you desire to do that, just let us know. A couple announcements. Amen. That will upcoming meetings. The Voice of God Agape Tour. Don't forget, that'll be happening next Saturday. Next next Saturday there at the Hilton Palm Beach Airport. They'll be bringing the Agape bus in and just kind of setting up in the parking lot and just sharing about what the Voice of God is doing. So we thank God that they chose West Palm Beach as the city. They could have went to Fort Lauderdale, they could have went to Miami, could have went anywhere, but they chose West Palm Beach, and we thank God for them bringing it here and making it very right here in our backyard. So let's try to do all we can to go and just support them, amen, and their efforts for bringing the bus down. Don't forget, Brother Danny Steeman, his meetings will be coming up on December 6th through 8th. That's Friday, December 6th, Saturday, December 7th. And we'll be going over to try to be a part of those services. And so keep that in mind. I know it's going to be a blessing. I know that Brother Wayne Lawson, who preached for us back in February, he's also going to be preaching the meetings there with Brother Danny. I think Brother Mike Walls as well from Virginia area will be also ministering. So it's going to be some really wonderful services. And amen, encourage everyone to go that can go to be a part of that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's have the brothers come to this time, and amen, we'll take tonight's offering. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's just bow in a word of prayer. Father, we are grateful for the privilege and the opportunity we have to be able to give. We trust, oh God, that you would use this for the furtherance of your kingdom here on earth. Lord, as we just kind of look around, we just feel a little squeeze, amen. We just noticed you got something in store for this little humble group of saints. And we just know it, Father, there's too many things pointing in that direction for us. God, that the monies that you've allowed us to accumulate, we know, God, it's not just to have money in the bank, but Lord, it's for the kingdom of God. And we're believing you that you'll lead us to, amen, a building that you want us to be in, for a church and for a school. We know that you'll open up doors that we can't see and provide in ways that go beyond our expectations. So Lord, we just pray that you would bless our giving tonight as we come, Lord, giving cheerfully. Use it for the furtherance of your kingdom here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. While you're taking the offering, do we have anybody that wanted to share a quick testimony tonight? Amen. Before we would go into the word. Okay. All right. Anybody else want to share? All right. Praise the Lord. You can come.
Prayer was, you know, started out normally. We felt a special presence during the prayer. And when it got around to Brother Quentin, Brother Quentin began to pray for the children that were lost and confused and backslid. And when I tell you, an anointing came down. The brothers could only weep in the presence of Almighty God. And you knew that it was inspiration. And when it came on around, the Lord gave me that while Peter was locked up in prison, they were having a prayer meeting. And while they were praying, the pillar of fire went and opened the cage doors. Yes. Peter came out, and while they were still praying, knocking at the door. And when it went on around to Brother Jack, he named each child name by name. I was at work the other night. My wife called. She said, I was on the phone with your daughter from about 1 o'clock in the morning to 3. She says she don't even know what's wrong. She just can't find peace. Church, the Lord hears our prayers.
Yes, he does. child that was named, they're all going through the same thing. That light of the gospel is shining on them and they just can't find any rest right now. They're only going to be able to find rest into the bosom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Young people, run to Jesus. Everything else is falling apart. Everything else is crumbling. The only safe place is in the arms of Christ. God is calling them back. God is calling them back. I believe it with all of my heart. That it came out of nowhere. She just called her, I can't sleep. Just crying, just bubbling. She said, what's the matter? I don't even know. I know. Glory! I know exactly what's wrong. Amen. The Holy Ghost done went after. And if he went after her, I believe with all my heart he's going after each and every one of them. Monday, whatever night, he said, apply the token to the children.
Right.
He said, go lay the token on them. We have laid the token. Now, God, your judgment. Now, it's up to you. It's in your hands now. The death angel has to pass over. Amen. The work has already been done. Be encouraged, my brothers and sisters. Stay on our knees and stay faithful. God is not short concerning his promise. Amen.
Praise God. Certainly appreciate that. Amen. On tonight, we ought to be encouraged. This is a season to be encouraged, not discouraged. God is moving. God is moving. Anybody else want to share a quick testimony before we go into the Word of God? All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, God bless you. Amen. We'll take our Bibles and just read a couple of scriptures here tonight. Amen. And we'll go from there. Oh, my. I just love the way the Lord does things. Amen. He is a mighty God. He's a mighty God. I want to read really from two passages of scripture, John 15 and 7, and then also Matthew 8. Maybe I'll just read John 15 and let you be seated. Amen. John 15 and 7. Praise the Lord. The Bible says here, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. That's all we want to read. Let's just pray over that. Dear God, we thank you for your word. And we just trust, Lord Jesus, that you would just come and quicken this little thought to our hearts tonight. Thank you for your presence just being here. And what a blessing it is to come to the house of the Lord on a Friday night and feel refreshed. To go on through a long week and different trials and tribulations, but we can come back to the house of God and amen, and just feel your presence. It's so good. And Father, we just pray tonight that you would just take control over this portion of the service. May you receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. I got another scripture that we'll read in a little bit, but just for a little topic tonight, amen, send the word, amen, send the word, praise the Lord, amen. We want to just kind of talk about that. I'll just start by reading, amen, a little quote here from the prophet. Out of the message, the end time sign seed. He's making a comment here. And it says, when we see God heal a man. Here a few days ago in our church, I was going to preach there on a Sunday, last Sunday, a week it is now, a week from last Sunday. It says, they brought a little girl in there on a stretcher. And they called me in the nighttime on the road and said, the girl cannot live. The cancer was so bad. About 17 years old. She can't even get there, right? She's going to die before she gets there. It says, it was a pitiful case, a lovely little child of 17 years old. To prove something to my church, I love what the prophet says here, to prove something to my church, I never touched the child at all. Never laid hands on her, right? Never touched the child at all. It says, I never as much as touched her. I walked in, laying on a stretcher. Of course, there was other sick people, but I was concerned about the child to catch her spirit when I spoke to her. And she seemed like a very fine little girl. I see no reason why that child should feel a premature grave. And that has to be the devil trying to take her life. It goes on and says, so I never touched the child at all, went right to the pulpit with the word and stayed right with the word. And the word healed her so instantly until she got up and walked away. Never even prayed for, never even touched her, just preached the word, and the girl got up and walked away. Now, before she heard the word, they were saying that the girl couldn't make it to the service. Hallelujah. So it's the environment that we set, right, that creates the problems that people have. Amen. They had an environment of doubt, but when they got into an atmosphere where the word was being preached and presented, the girl caught faith in the word of God and got up and walked out. Amen. Hallelujah. He goes on to say this. He says, instantly until she got up and walked away, is all right now, living like anybody else, can't find a trace of it anywhere, never even touched touched her. See, the word went forth and she believed the word, and the word is God's life and God's power, and the word is what does it. Are we understanding that? Amen. You don't need nobody to touch you. The word is going to do this. If God made a promise, amen, then that promise has got to come to pass. Hallelujah. I got to be careful when I say things like this. Amen. I mean, we thank God for the doctor. We thank God for every profession. But if God give me a promise in his word, I'm expecting the word to do what needs to be done. Hallelujah, somebody. The word has the power. The word has the anointing. And I'm going to just say this. I'm going to get ahead of myself. You know, when you sin in the word, it's just like sending Jesus himself. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. I got a little statement, Brother Bram said. He said, God and his word is the self-same being. God and his word is the self-same being. And when I heard that, I said, well, the word is a being. The word is a person. Amen. In the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word was with God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. So when you sin in the word, you sin in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And anytime Jesus is present, things are going to change. Situations are going to change. It cannot stay the same when the word is present. Whatever situation you're facing tonight, send the word. Send the word, praise God. Hallelujah, somebody. Send the word. Don't cry. Don't complain. Send the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Send the word. Put a promise on that. Amen. When the devil give you a problem, give the devil a promise. Send the word back to that situation. The word is the power. The word is the anointing. The word is the difference. Yes, glory to God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. I just listening to these, some Brother Branham speaking about this and just bless my heart.
I just want to give you a couple more things here because I want to read a little bit, but I'm inspired. We don't realize the power that we have when we send the word.
Right.
You know, it's the word that's going to change it.
That's right.
Even when you pray, put the word in your prayer. Amen. Put the word, quote a scripture at the beginning of your prayer. Remind God of what he said.
Yes, sir. Amen.
No matter what it is that you're facing. If it's a sickness in your body, God, you said, you are the Lord my God that healeth all my diseases. That's what you said. And if you said that, I know your word can't fail.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, somebody. Send the word. All right, all right, all right. Let me just read a little bit here. Amen, amen. This is coming out of the message, Questions and Answers on the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. The prophet makes a statement, says, now look, if I want to go back to Ephesians, the first chapter, Paul preaching now, the Corinthians, each one had a tongue and a song. You notice the other churches didn't have that trouble. He never said nothing about it. Did he ever mention tongues anywhere in the Ephesian church, the Roman church? No, they had tongues and everything just like the Corinthians did, but they had it set in order. It says the Corinthians just couldn't get it in order, see? But Paul went down there and set the church in order. I believe, as Oral Roberts says, God's a good God. Don't you believe that? And you say, well, what about the Pentecostals with the tongues then, Brother Branham? I think they got the Holy Ghost. Sure they did. All right, well, look, you believe he's a good God? Thomas said one time, you know, Lord, all of the rest of them believe him. Said, oh, we know he's real. Oh, Thomas said, no, I don't believe it. The only way I believe it, I'll have to have some evidence. I'll have to stick my fingers in his side and in the prints of the nails in his hand. He's a good God. Now, before I go further than that, you know, oftentimes we want to wait until the thing has happened before we testify. Right? Amen. What we're supposed to do as believers is testify before it happened. Oh, my God. Right? We bake cakes first before we see miracles. Right? As believers, that's what we do. The prophet come to town and, amen, say, you bake me a cake first before you do anything else.
Yes, sir.
And this is a famine condition. If this lady, she's already told the prophet, now what I'm going to do is do this and that, and me and my son, we're going to eat this and we're going to die. She's already told the prophet, and maybe she's thinking that she'll get some sympathy. Hallelujah. Amen, because that's what we look for sometimes. God not in the business of giving sympathy. Right? God is in the business of changing your sympathy. Huh? God want to put a smile on your face. You remember the widow of Nain? She was going through a rough time, but when she passed across the path of the word, it changed her situation. Hallelujah. And so here she's, maybe this widow woman is giving, you know, this, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to die. Maybe looking for some sympathy. Like, look, I'll tell you what you do. You bake me a cake first and then go feed your son. And I guarantee you that your barrel won't go empty and your cruise won't run dry. If you obey the word, I guarantee this will happen. Oh, hallelujah. And see, that's why I read the scripture. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, then ask what you will. Send the word. If you abide in me, if you're doing exactly what God has called you to do and what he's asked you to do, you can send the word on your behalf. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go on here in this quote. The prophet goes on and says, I have to stick my fingers in his side and in the prints of the nails in his hands. He's a good God. He said, come on, Thomas, here you are. Says, oh, Thomas said, now I believe. He said, yes, Thomas, after you seen me and felt me and put your hand in my side, you believe. He says, but how much greater is their reward who had never seen and yet believed? Glory. He's a good God. He gives you the desire of your heart, of course. Let's just believe him. That's the death stroke to Satan. Oh, I thank God for that. Your belief, your faith, it gives devil a death stroke. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the death stroke to Satan when a man takes God at his word. Brother, that'll kill Satan every time. Anybody interested in killing the devil? I'm talking about, I'm putting him in a grave. Let's have a funeral for the devil. Praise God. And the way we're going to do that is by taking God at his word. That's a death stroke to the devil. When somebody can stand up and say, the Bible said, the word of God said, I'm not looking at my circumstance. I'm not talking about how I feel. I'm talking about what the word of God says. I'm going to bury this devil. I'm going to bury him with the words. Woo, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. He said that'll kill Satan every time. That's the hardest hit that Satan can get when a man will take God at his word. Yes, sir. Says, and as I said, man shall not live alone, Jesus the other night, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth. So, amen. I love that. Take God at his word. That'll produce a death stroke to the devil. Amen. Let me go on with a couple more here. Amen. This is out of the message, wisdom versus faith. Amen. Wisdom versus faith. And I tell you, the prophet be dropping nuggets all over the place. Amen. We just sit there and just listen like, what did you just say? Just nuggets all over the place. Look at this. He says, now what started? He's talking about in the Garden of Eden. Here, it was all Eve had to do was just hold to the word. God had given the word. All she had to do is hold to the word, but she began to reason with the word, and that's where you know he say wisdom is really coming from the devil. Hallelujah, amen. Wisdom really coming from the devil. Wisdom goes against your faith. Hallelujah. And as he was breaking that down, I say, because you know we will take the wisdom of the doctor. They've been in school for so many years. And we take the wisdom of the doctor over what the word of God says. We'll take the wisdom of some professional person over what God's word say. And God don't want us to be that way. Amen. We can appreciate them, but you know their knowledge only goes so far. Their wisdom only goes so far. But the wisdom of God is unsearchable. Right? And all God wants us to do is just take him at his word. So I want to tell you tonight, send the word. Whatever problem you got, send the word. Send the word. Amen. 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 It's the word went to Port St. Lucie. It's the word going to Maryland. It's the word going to Georgia. Right? It's the word going to Portland. Are you with me here? The word will go to Haiti. The word will go places where you can't go. The word will get into situations that you can't get into. Come on, church. All you got to do is send the word. I gotta read. You know, and I'm gonna tell you something about this. When you send the word, if there is something there inside of them for the word to connect to, it's like a hitch in tow. If you got this hitch on the back of your truck, then you can tow anything. Hallelujah. You can pull boats, you can pull campers, but you got to have something to hitch it to before you can pull it. And if there's a predestinated seed in the heart of your child, when you send the word, I don't care where they go, they're going to be toting that word with them wherever they go. Hallelujah. Just send the word of God. He sent his word to heal us. Amen, church. That's what the Bible says. He sent his word to heal us. We might not be able to get into the situation. Because when we talk, people misunderstand what we're trying to say. But if I can send the promised word of God, God got a way of turning that thing around. Just send the word. Send the word. Send the word. Send the word. Praise God. Look at this in Wisdom versus Faith. The prophet says, now what started it? Reasoning. See, faith has no reason. You don't reason at all. You believe. Yeah. Says, when you're prayed for and accept God's word for healing, don't reason with your feelings. Don't reason with nothing else. Don't even sit there and have a conversation with your feelings. Right. Right. Don't even talk to your feelings. I mean, tell your feelings they're a lie. Right. Amen. Amen. Tell your test results. Lie? Yes, sir. You a lie? Right. That ain't what the word say. Amen. Praise God. Amen. These numbers got to come back down. Amen. Get back into a normal area. I don't know what's doing this, but the word say I'm supposed to be healed. Amen. Praise God. I'm not going to accept this. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Woo, Jesus. Glory to God. You know, I was in a little something today. Amen. A little lunch and learn thing. And the man made a comment. You know, he was a pharmacist, and he was talking about how people get their medications all mixed up. Right? And because they got so many medications, it's easy to get them mixed up. And he say a lot of times what happens is that a doctor, if you ever seen a doctor's writing, you can't understand it most of the time. He said, now, if you can't understand it, how you think me as the pharmacist understand what he wrote? Right. And now, you call your doctor, right? You can't get in touch with them. I call your doctor. I can't get in touch with them. So what I'm going to do is take a chance. I'm going to assume if you tell me you got these symptoms, this is what you need. And he say there's, you know, sometimes they write things up and you know, one person went to the pharmacy just to get cough medicine. And she ended up with some other type of medicine because it was just misunderstood. But her faith was that if I take this, I'm going to get better. Why not just take God at his word? Because there is a high probability that somebody gonna get something wrong with this medication.
Yes, sir. Amen.
They said they had a thing. They got this thing now that they do. They got a test that they're doing with people, and they call it the placebo. Right. And what they do with the placebo, they'll tell you, say, now we're gonna do this test with you. You might have genuine medication, and you might not. Now, they tell you this. The placebo looks just like the real medication. But there is nothing inside of it that will actually make you better. The placebo, they find people taking the placebo actually getting better. And they're trying to figure out how did the person get better not taking medicine. And they realize that because the person thought in their mind, because in their mind they thought they was getting better. They had faith that they was getting better. Taking a placebo. It wasn't even medicine and they were getting better. If a person can think that way, taking something that's not even medicine, what about taking the word of God and watching it bring our bodies into the place God ordained for it to be? Hallelujah. We don't have to take the placebo. Take the word. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Jesus. They still trying things out. We got something that works. Yes, sir. Amen. 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 All right. Let me. All right. This is good. Let me read this. Let me. He say, don't reason at all. You believe when you pray for and accept God's word for healing. Don't reason with your feelings. Don't reason with nothing else. There's no reasoning to it. God said so, and that settles it. Yes, sir. Oh, how I'd like to stop here a few minutes and rest on that and take a text out of it. Can't do it and preach these about 40 or 50 texts I got wrote down here, but reasoning. He says, when the Lord gives a vision, he says, I'll just tell you my own little infant way. The Lord gives a vision. Something is going to happen. Well, I don't care what is contrary to it. And remember, Everything that can be presented contrary, Satan will do it. Amen. He'll try to reason you can't do it. Look at this. He said, for instance, that what I just quoted a few moments ago about going, now this was kind of off the beaten path just before my mother went, and the Lord knew I was going to, I wasn't going to be able to keep those appointments with those brethren about going hunting, and gave a vision and sent me all the way into British Columbia. It says, and when we got there, the guide said, I've never, see when they're using words like that, that's reasoning that's getting ready to settle in. When they say, I've never seen a silver tip. Now, Brother Brandon, I'm told him why God got him there, and told him the vision and everything. And this man say, I know you up in this area, but all the years I've been here, I've never seen a silver tip. I've lived here all my life, and besides, we're going plumb up into sheep country on horses. There's no silver tips. You ain't gonna get it up there. You see, trying to move away reason. The guide is telling him these things. Now the vision say go, but when you get there, the guide say, ain't no silver tips up here. Oh my. I want to tell you something. When God is giving you something, whether it's by vision, whether it's by direct inspiration from the word of God, no matter what nobody say, you stay with the word of God.
Amen.
If God had to create a silver-tipped grizzly bear, then God would create it because the vision said it was going to be there.
That's the truth.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. He says, when we got there, the guy said, I've never seen it. He says, trying to move away. He says, Satan said to me, you just misunderstood the vision. Boy, ain't the devil something. Crafty fellow. Said, but I didn't. It's going to be, thus saith the Lord. And when the caribou came up, we got that which was in a vision, as you all know. The guy said to me, very fine, brother, to be with him now in a few weeks. Young Christian said, Brother Branham, my brother had the epilepsy, and you rode up on that horse that day and told me a certain thing to do. When my brother's epilepsy would cease, he said, when I did exactly what the Holy Spirit told you to tell me, said he's never had a spell from that day. Now, this man testified. But look at him. Now here we are on top of this mountain, and for 3 miles right down there, there's not even a bush 4 inches high, nothing but caribou moss, a few blueberries, and they only get 2 or 3 inches high. He said, caribou moss and blueberries plumb to the timber line, and our horses were hitched in the timber line. And now, according to what you told me before we come here, that somewhere between here and where that boy is standing with that checkered shirt on, you're going to kill a 9-foot silver-tipped grizzly bear. I said, that's thus saith the Lord. No reasoning. Right? I mean, I know it seems impossible. I know ain't no way. You ain't never seen nothing out here like this. Ain't no way this could happen. But God told me. And since God told me, I'm standing on his promised word. Look at it, he said that, thus saith the Lord. See, he says, what was it? Satan trying to get me to disbelieve that. Says we started down the mountain. Closer we got, he kept saying, Brother Brandon, we're only about a mile from it now. Reasoning. He says, I said, are you doubting, bud? Because I'm not doubting. Are you doubting, bud? He says, not at all. We got within about a half a mile. He said, we're only a half a mile now. I said, that's right. Said, just think, in a half a mile.
Oh, glory to God.
It's how you approach this thing. It's how you respond to this thing. It's how you react to this thing. Just think about it. In a half mile, I'm going to get my silver tip grizzly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, I feel like prophesying.
Just think about it. This Sunday, my child is coming. Just think about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. This Sunday my child is coming. I said, think about it. Your child is coming this Sunday. We send in the word. Applying the token to their lives. Hallelujah. God is going to bring it to pass. He'll drive them in here somehow. Glory to God. Brother Jack, that's impossible. I don't I don't care what's impossible. This is the year of the incredible. Glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. He says, are you doubting, Bud? Says, not at all. We got within about a half a mile. Said, we're only a half mile now. I said, that's right. Said, just think in a half mile, casting down reasonings.
Amen.
And everybody got to do that. Amen. We got to cast, anytime reason come, just cast it down.
Amen.
Don't even talk about it.
Amen.
I know I'm not supposed to say this. No, if you know you're not supposed to say it, don't say it.
Right.
Don't let that come out your mouth. Amen. Don't let the devil use your mouth.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
Casting down reasonings. He said, look, we can see everything right before us. There's nothing out there. But I said, the God who gave me the word can create one there.
Yes, sir.
Don't reason, just believe it. Don't pay attention, any attention to reasons. That has nothing to do with it. Just believe what he said. That's all. I was standing there, looked up on the hills everywhere, just yellow caribou moss, sun going down, hills beautiful. You could see any little spot anywhere for 3 miles up the mountain. Right above me, when I turned to look about 2 miles ahead of me or a mile and a half or 2 miles, stood a 9-foot silver-tipped grizzly. How he got there, I don't know. But he was there, see? And he goes on, I'm just stopping this sentence here. Don't reason, believe no matter what the circumstances.
Amen.
Just tell your neighbor, say, no matter what the circumstances. Don't reason. Don't reason, believe no matter what the circumstances. Don't pay no attention to circumstances, believe. And it just reminds me of, you know, Brother Wesco when he went to the first house that he bought. And I'm going to stop right there on that quote. You can get Matthew 8 for me in a second. I want to read that. But the first house that he bought, I remember, we just remember our pastor staying in an apartment most of the years that we knew him. He was in an apartment. He had this house that he got, and he took some of the saints over to see the house, and when we got there, he was just telling us how, you know, the loan officer was saying, sir, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to make this happen. We're not going to be able to make this happen. And Brother Wesco said, he said, well, you know, you keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. The man said, well, what is it that you're doing? Say, I'm praying. Right, I'm praying. So you just keep working on it, and God gonna turn this thing around. And God gave Brother Wesco a scripture, and he took that scripture and he held on to it. The heart of the king is in God's hands, right? And he said, and the heart of the king can be turned whatever way God wanna turn it, right? So if the heart of the king, now remember, king is the final say so, amen, in any kingdom. Hallelujah. So, I mean, even if the guy that owned the mortgage company is saying no, his heart is in God's hands. And God got a way of turning things around, right? So so Brother Wesco just kept confessing that scripture. Every time the man would say, we can't do nothing with you, I mean, confess that scripture. And before you know it, the man called back and said, sir, we found a loan. And they got that first house. Amen. And end up living in that house for so long, and then God bless him with another. And y'all heard Brother Wesco give a testimony, needed $29,000 to close on a house. Didn't even have it the day before closing. Didn't have it, but God made a way. Right? Don't reason with anything.
Amen.
Glory to God, church. No matter what the circumstances, just keep on believing. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let me just look at this description. I'm going to bring it on home. Matthew 8, let's look at verse 5. Glory to God. This is a wonderful story. It says, when Jesus was into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Amen. And saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Look at this man. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. So he's, you know, I'm going to take care of it. See, when Jesus gets involved, things about to change. Yeah, I guarantee when Jesus gets to your house, your servant will no longer have that same testimony. Oh, come on, church. And I'm telling you, Jesus is getting involved in your situations when you send the word.
Amen.
It's just like sending him. Glory to God. Amen. The word is a person. So when you send the word, you're sending, you actually releasing Jesus to do something about it. Don't send your doubt. Don't send your complaints. Send the word. Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. Not no maybe about it. I'm going to take care of this. I will come and heal him. Go on. He says, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. And look at this man. Look at this. But speak the word only. Now, what is he saying? Send the word only. Jesus, I got so much confidence in you that if your word go, it's just like you coming. Hallelujah. Speak the word only and my servant shall be healed. Goes on and says, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. Jesus was even stumped by this man's faith, right? I mean, just think about it. But the man had confidence that if Jesus would speak, it's just as good as Jesus going.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
I want to leave that with you tonight. Amen. If you found the promise in God's word, if you just take him at his word, that's just as good as him being there himself.
Amen.
You already know if Jesus showed up in your situation. If he was your lawyer in the courtroom, you already know you weren't going to lose. If he was your doctor, you know that sickness is gone. Right? Any situation that Jesus is involved in, you already know it's about to change. But it's time for us to recognize the power of the word of God that we have in our midst.
Yes,
having the word is having Jesus.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
Truth,
brother. Amen. Ooh. That's why Sister Dixon heard the voice of the Lord say, he is here.
Yeah.
And he is here. He is here right now.
Yes.
His word is here in our midst. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Let's go on. He says, and I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the last one. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Again, never touch this child. Never touch this servant. Brother Branham never touched that young lady. Never touched him. He said, the word did it. Say, and his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Now just let's look at this. Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Now, did Jesus even say a prayer for the servant? Well, who brought healing? It was the man's confession in the word. He said, if you send your word, say, if you speak the word only, I know my servant will be made whole. It was a man's faith in that confession that brought the healing.
Right?
Where's your faith at tonight? If you got faith in what God said in his word, it'll change any situation that you're facing tonight. I got something else to share with you. Hold on. It says, believe it, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Jesus never prayed for him. Never even, you know, said it in my name. Just find, no. According to your faith, you're going to find the way you believed it. We got to know how the power that's lying even in us.
read a testimony here. Oh, God. I'm going back to wisdom versus faith. Now, I don't know if I'm going to just share it with you. So, no, I need to see this. Paragraph 335 on wisdom versus faith. This is a testimony about the brother Evans who lost his car. You all remember his car being stolen. Yeah. Now, the car was stolen because Brother Evans left his keys in the car. Now, back in them times, you probably could do that, and it was, you know, going to be okay. Nowadays, you better not leave no keys in the car. You might be in some serious trouble, right? But the man left the keys in the car, and somebody come along and stole it. Now, Brother Evans was a brother that was traveling, I believe, almost like 1,000 miles to come to church. Can you imagine that? How many of us would do that? 1,000 miles to come to church, one way. Brother Branham said it cost him about $75 just to come to church. Back in that time, that was a lot of money. Yes, Brother Evans get there to the city just to go to service, leave his keys in the car, somebody take the car. And so they would just all say Brother Evans was really down, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got all these kids. I can't get back home. I don't have my car. And Brother Branham, you know, just made a statement. He says, oh, Lord, let me just make sure I got this right. Yeah, he says, I was talking to Brother Evans back there not long ago. He come up here. He drives so far, lost his car, set over there at Miller's, left a key in it. Somebody come along and stole it. He had everything. He had everything he had in it. He come up, him and Brother Fred and Brother Tom and some of them come up to the house and said, he looked like a little kid, had his candy taken away from him. Just all whipped out. You can just imagine what the man looking like coming up to Brother Branham's house, just so downtrodden, looking for some sympathy. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, and I know there's times where certainly sympathy is appropriate, but other times we got to know the power that is in us, right? He says, he looked like a little kid, had his candy taken away from him, just all whipped out, you know. So he said, I just don't know what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. I said, well, now what is it? Now they're coming. What's the first thing? To the word, ask the Father, if ye abide in me and my word in you, ask what you will. Now this is the scripture that Brother Branham uses to pray over this man's car. If ye abide in me, my word in you, this man is faithfully coming to church. This man is a faithful tithe payer. This man is, you know, he's a regular there, driving for miles just to get to church. And they say now, he say, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, ask what you will. Says what? Stay with the word. Just stay right with the word. Now look at this. Says, I said, let's pray. We got down on the floor and got started praying. And while there we were praying, I said, Father, I come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus. Put that on the front end of your prayer. I come to thee in the name of the Lord Jesus. Here is a brother that spends and works just a few days a week. His hands all beat up from fixing old wrecked cars and things like that to get enough money to drive 1,400 to 1,500 miles every Sunday to come into the meetings. Got a bunch of children to feed. It cost him around $50 or $75 a week to make that trip just to come to church. See? Right? He come up here trying to hear the word as we're trying to endeavor to contend for it. And I said, now some evil person has stole his car. What is it? I said, now, Lord, I pray thee, give him back his car in the name of Jesus Christ. He says, what did I do? I placed that word, that promise before God, sealed it with the name of Jesus. I want to teach you how to pray tonight. When you pray, bring God one of his promises. God, you said this. Amen. Take that, present that to God, and then seal it like you send in an envelope of mail. Seal it with the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. Look at what happened here. Look at what happened. He says, I placed that word, that promise before God, sealed it with the name of Jesus, and sent forth the word. Glory. Right down the road it went. Well, who went down the road to get the car? The word went down the road to get the car. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
situation you facing tonight, the word can arrest it. The word can turn it around. Send the word in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Look at what it say here now. Right down the road it went. Way out there, found the place where it started, like a hound on a rabbit's trail. See, here he come right down the road howling, got down there just about halfway to Bowling Green, Kentucky. What broke forth? He says the word found him. The word found him. I got to keep going in this. Just then a vision flew back. I seen a man, yellow looking shirt on, driving a young fella, once been a Christian. See, by him once being a Christian, he had a tow package. Yes, the word could just hit home. Hallelujah. You have any children that was once Christians? They got a tow package. And the word can hit home. Praise God. Just send the word. Young fellow once been a Christian. And look at what happened. The word struck him. He's a thief. But because he once was a Christian, he knew he wasn't supposed to be living that lifestyle. And the word struck him. You're doing wrong. The word caught him. He sent forth his word, see, and caught him. You're going to get caught in this someday. And the law is going to get you for doing this. Turn around and take it back. See, it was working on his conscience. Can't sleep. Something working on the conscience. Somebody's sending the word. Praise God. Somewhere down the line, the word going to catch up with you. And you're going to be toying it and not realize, what is all this I'm pulling? You pulling the word. Glory to God. Amen, 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 amen. I've heard people say, I mean, they gave a false prophecy. I'm going to tell y'all a false prophecy. They say, I will never step foot in spirit and truth again. That's a false prophecy. Amen. Because the Father's looking for them to worship him. The Father seeketh those that will worship him. Where? In spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. This church was based on the word. It's not somebody with an idea. This was the word that did this. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. He says, turn around and take it back. The word got him. He had once been a Christian. I seen him bring it up here, set it on the side of the street. I said, now, brethren, just take right out a certain way here. You'll find your car. Wait here a while. Till he gets it back. Now you had a full tank of gasoline. Yes, he said. Said won't be anything bothered, but there be half that gasoline because it take half of it to run. He says he was about halfway to Bowling Green, about 100 miles of it run out when he found it. That's the way it was setting. Right, exactly. What was it? The word went and got him. Now, I can't read the rest of this because it's quite lengthy, but I do want to share this. Brother Branham broke into another testimony. And he's talking about a man. Let's see, who was the brother that he was praying for? I believe his brother, might have been Brother Evans again, Brother Welch Evans, I think. Brother Evans was selling cars, and he sold a car to a man for $400, and somehow the man got off the lot without paying Brother Evans his $400. Took off, left, pretty much stole the car. And Brother Branham said this man
was of a different spirit. He said, so this man, he said they would ask the man about going to church, and you know, he would make comments about, well, when I go to church, I'm just looking for the pretty blondes in the church. So it showed that he had a different spirit, a different anointing on him. And with a different anointing on him, he said, when you send the word to him, there was nothing to latch on to. There was nothing to latch on to this fella. But the first fella used to be a Christian. So when you sent the word to him, there was something to get us, you know, stop him right in his tracks. But this other fella, there was nothing for the word to actually latch on to. He was going to keep on going with that money and never pay it back because there was nothing to latch on to. He said, but we sent the word anyway. And what Brother Branham said, the word kept an eye on this man. It's all in the court. I ain't got time to read. Say the word just kept an eye on the fella. Now the word can't latch onto him and make him bring the money back, but the word know where you at. The word is watching everything you do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this man, even though he didn't have it, said the word was watching them, say they prayed about it and they released it. I mean, if you ask anything in my name, you can have. If you're abiding me and my words are abiding you, you can have what you will. Right? They just sent those promises over this, sealed it in the name of Jesus, and just let the word watch over it. I was moved by this because you know the Lord told me some of y'all owed some money from some people. And they done went by years without doing it, giving you your money. But tonight we're gonna send the word. Tonight we're gonna send the word. I don't know why they're trying to hold up your money. Why they dodging you, why they running from you, why they doing all these things. But tonight we're gonna send the word. I'm not just preaching this just to preach this, but the Lord put this in my spirit. You know, say when I heard that quote, I said, oh, okay, Lord, okay. But some of y'all have been waiting for years.
Jesus, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I'm not, I mean, this man had $400. Some of y'all might be a lot more than $400. But it's time for the devil to release it. And the way we're going to get it, you ain't got to fight with him. We sit in the word.
Amen.
Now, if there's something there for it to latch on to, they'll bring it back themselves. They'll bring it back if it's something to latch on. But if it's nothing to latch on, the word going to watch over what we say tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Branham said the word kept an eye on this fella. And what happened, it says, can I just read that part? Go to paragraph 347. Paragraph 347. It says, what did the word do? It kept him in eye. See, just on Brother Welch just kept holding on and said, it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Some of y'all have the same testimony. It'll be all right. It's going to work out. Hallelujah. The word went after him. If ye abide in me, and my word in you, ask what you will. See, the word got after him. Says the first thing you know, one of his boys was driving alone down here on the road, and there it was. He seen the man in the car, got his number, turned in to Brother Woods. They called it, found out where it was. He was in Bowling Green. God in heaven knows I never heard one word about it, know nothing about it. Last Sunday, it was a week ago afternoon, when we got through preaching here, went up there and changed my clothes and got ready to go to Florida. Or down Brother Welch for the meeting that following night. When I got in the car, I seen that man. I said, Brother Welch, I couldn't tell him. Now, he's got to make the move himself, see, just like Mita had to make her decision there. See, I said, we're going through Bowling Green. That's all Brother Branham said. We're going through Bowling Green. He says, that's about 30 miles out of the way. Went on down the road. I thought, oh, he'll get it. He'll get it. See, he'll get it. See, he just got to get it. Went on down, Sister Evans and I, and after a while he said, you know, Brother Branham, he said, I have been so thick-headed. Said, you said Bowling Green a while ago. Yeah. He says, you know that man that got my money run off with it. Said, he's in Bowling Green. I've been thinking about it. I got a thing here. I'm going to turn it over and find where he's at. Then I'm going to turn. I said, what would you do? Would you go down there and get your money? That's what he asked the prophet. Would you go down there to get your money? Now, see, if I tell him then, see, he's got something to do himself. See, he's got something to do. I couldn't tell him. If I did, it would break the vision right there, see? So I had to let, just like, you know, he goes on. Now, I'm going to skip down a little bit. Go down to paragraph 359. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says we're buddies. We're here. It's a church. We got something to do ourselves. You've got something to do. Here is the gospel. I know it, but if you just sit here and don't preach it, what good is it going to do? See, you got something to do. You got to make an effort. You say, well, I believe God can heal, but I just don't know. Stand up and let that word become your word. Believe it. Don't reason it. Just believe it. Now, look at what Brother Branham is telling. It says, I know if he didn't go, he was going to lose it. I said, if it was me, I'd go get my money right now. But he waited for the brother to start talking about Bowling Green. All he says, we're going to go through Bowling Green. Now, the man probably sitting there wondering, why are we going through Bowling Green? 30 miles out the way. Why are we doing something like this? He waiting for you to catch what we're doing. They just told you that the man got your money down there. And so I start asking questions. Now, when he brings it up, say, Brother Branham, you know, that man live in Bowling Green. They sent me this and told me where he at. We just need to make this turn. Say, you know, would you go get your money if it was you? Brother Branham say, if it was me, I'd go get my money. That's what he said right now. It's time for some of y'all to go get your money. Right now. We gonna send the word after this devil. It's not God's will for you to be suffering like that. I got some promises for you. I will restore, saith the Lord. We send the word after that, right? Say, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Amen. You want to know another one that he told me? Let's just read this one. Turn to Malachi chapter 3. We're going to send the word after the devil tonight. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. Oh, Lord, I tell you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody owe you something. They owed this man $400. He went down there and he got the money. He knocked on the man's door, surprised him. He was asleep in the house. Knocked on his door. Hello? Man didn't know what to do. Got up so quick, he didn't have the $400, so he went in his pocket, got whatever money he could, gave it to him, and then went to a neighbor's house and borrowed to get the rest of it. Whatever you got to do to get me my money. Huh? But you're going to release this. God gave that to me. I'm going to get it now. Hallelujah. Malachi 3, look at this promise. Look at this, verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes. Are y'all faithful tithe payers? Into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. That's what God said. And look at this. And I will. You ain't got to do this fighting. If you send the word will fight for you.
Yes, sir.
Mighty warrior,
that's right.
Great in battle. Soon as she start playing, and I say, I know what sermon I'm preaching tonight. I say, Lord have mercy.
Yes, yes,
yes. I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Now this promise only goes to those that are abiding in him.
faithfully abiding in him. I'm not talking about in and out of church, halfway up and down. I'm talking about faithfully abiding. You can ask what you will, and it will be done.
Amen.
Is that what the Bible say? Amen. It will be done.
Amen.
We're going to touch and agree tonight.
Yes,
we're going to touch and agree in this place. Now, everybody might not be in that situation, but I know that there are some here that are in that situation.
Amen.
I know that the devil has done all he can to take what belongs to you. Some of y'all have been waiting years.
Amen.
So long, you probably even forgot about it.
Yes,
but God didn't. God didn't. Maybe you let somebody borrow something and they told you they was going to pay you back and they didn't do it. God know how to get the money. Oh, we're going to send the word. We're going to send the word. Hallelujah. Now, if you owe somebody, you need to go pay them. I'm going to send the word to you. Anybody believe this?
Amen. Yes, sir.
I want to do something a little different. tonight. We just read Malachi 3. I want you to read Isaiah 54:17, and then I also want to read Joel 2:25. I'm going to do something a little different tonight. Let's just read God's word and we're going to send the word. Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness of me, saith the Lord. Also Joel chapter 2, verse 25. Joel chapter 2, verse 25. Praise the Lord. Send the word. That's what we're going to do here tonight. Joel chapter 2, verse 25. The Bible says, and I will restore to you the years. Some of y'all have been holding on for years. I'll restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that have dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. I believe God.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Brother Troy, Brother Jerry, amen, and Brother Quentin to come. And we are going to pray. The way I want us to pray is one of you going to take Joel 2 and pray Joel 2 over the people tonight. Another one's going to pray Isaiah 54:17, and then another's going to pray Malachi 3, rebuking the devourer for our sake. Let me just ask, and we will just bow our heads, amen, and we're going to pray. Those of you that may be, and brothers, y'all just stand right here. Stand facing me, all right? Y'all brothers, just stand facing me. And those of you that the Lord has spoke this message to you tonight because of a personal situation that you're going through, you stand to your feet. Others, you all just can just remain seated. But if this is something that you're dealing with tonight, then we're gonna pray over this. Amen. Tonight. Praise God. And just all I want you to do is in your prayer, use a portion of the scripture. Make sure you seal it. In the name of Jesus, and we're sending it off tonight. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be
establish. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us bow. Heavenly Father, Lord, how you inspired our pastor this evening, God, to, Father, read the word, Lord. And Father, you promised us, Lord, that if the word abide in us and we abide in you, Lord, that we can ask what we will, Father God. And Lord God, as I'm reminded, Father, when your word speaks, Lord God, it's final, it's finished. And Lord God, in your word, Lord, you said no weapon formed against us, Lord, shall prosper. Father God, we confess this through our hearts today, Lord God. We claim the promises of your word, Lord God. That, Father, any and every situation, Lord God, that we're in now, Father God, we confess, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. But, Lord, that he that is greater in us, Father, will prosper, Lord God, because you said it, Lord. And if you said it, that settles it, Father God. So, Lord, we send the word, Father God. We send the word, Lord God. Send the word, whether it's in our workplace, Lord, whether it's in our finances, Lord, whether it's in our bodies, Lord, wherever, Lord, we send the word, Father God. We add a claim to this word, Father. And we say, Lord, that it is finished, Lord. It is finished, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, you said it, and that settles it. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh God, you're so faithful, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you promised, oh God, that if we abide in you and you abide in me, that we should ask whatsoever we will and it should be done, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, you sent this perfect old message on tonight, Lord God, knowing our hearts, Lord God. Father, our hearts have not even brought it to the forefront, Lord God. We kind of put it in the back of our mind and never even thought about what the enemy has done to us, Lord God. But Lord, on tonight, Lord Jesus, you brought it to our remembrance, Lord God. And Father, because we are faithful tithe-payers, Lord God, Father, you said you'll pour out a blessing that we'll not be able to contain, Lord God. And right now, Lord Jesus, we're declaiming right now that you will rebuke the devourer, Lord God, that is trying to steal from us, Lord God. And Father, not only did you say you will restore it, Lord Jesus, but you are restored sevenfold, Lord God. So and we claim it right now in the name of Jesus Christ, for your word is true, Lord God. Father, we're sending that mighty word. We're sending the person, Jesus Christ, to each individual, Lord God, has tried to deceive us, Lord, and keep our money in the name of Jesus Christ. We claim it right now, Lord God, for you, oh God, are faithful, Lord God. Father, we believe you and we honor you, Lord God, and we give you all praise, Lord God, because we know you have control over all things. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we're looking for the manifestation, Lord God, because we believe in our heart, Lord God, what you have spoken to us on this day. For we recognize that this day, this scripture is for forgive in our midst. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, glory to Heavenly Father. Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord. Jesus, we come before you, Lord God. Lord God, of the inspirational Father God. Lord God, that you placed on our pastor, Lord God. Lord God, we see your Father. Lord God, that you started on Tuesday night prayer, Lord God. Lord God, in my our inspiration, Lord. Lord, delayed on Brother Quentin's heart, Lord, to call out for the children, oh Lord God, and have a Wednesday night, Lord. You laid the pastor, Lord, to apply the token, oh Father God, to your household. And Lord God, we come back here on Friday night, Lord, and out of the inspiration of Almighty God, Lord God, you laid to call three brothers, Lord, to pray over three scriptures, Lord God. And Lord God, that you shall restore, Lord God. Lord, all, Lord, and the kingdom of worms, and the papa worms, and the locust has eaten, oh Father God. Lord God, with your great army, Lord God, that you sent among us, Lord God, and we shall eat plenty, Lord. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, we send the word, Lord God, not the word of a man, Lord God. This is not a placebo, Lord, but this is the real thing, Lord. Lord God, we send the word to apprehend, oh Father God. Lord God, go to Port St. Lucie, Lord. Go to Maryland, Lord God. Georgia, Lord God. Portland, oh God. Oh Lord God, Haiti, Lord God. Oh Lord, throughout the entire land, oh Father. And apprehend, oh Father. Hitch up, Lord. Hitch the trailer of the word, oh Father. Lord God, they feel weighted, oh Father. Oh Lord, what is this I'm carrying? What is this that I'm pulling? It's the word of God that was sent from this place, this night, for that purpose, for your people, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord God. Glory to your name, oh Father. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we heard the testimony. Lord God, of the brother, you brought his car back. We heard the testimony, Lord, of the silver-tipped grizzly. And Lord, anoint our faith to believe your word, Lord. Lord, we cast out reasoning. We won't doubt, Lord God. Your word is able to perform, oh Father. We believe to the promise, Lord. We hold to your word, oh Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. This day, Lord. Even now, Lord God. The word go forth, Lord. It's leaving right now down the road, Lord. To accomplish, oh Lord. Oh, Lord God. From this place, Lord God. Your word go forth, Lord. To apprehend, oh Father. Oh Lord, to conquer, Lord God. Oh Lord, you're the great warrior. You're the battler, Lord God. Lord God, and we just stand, Lord, and give you all the praise and glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, church, worship him like it's already done. Praise him like it's already done. If God can bring a car back, he can bring your child back. Hallelujah, he can bring the money back. God can bring it back. We receive it now. We believe, we receive when we pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. You can expect change. You can expect change. You can expect change. You can expect change. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight something happened. Something shifted tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. We send the word in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Jesus is the word. And he's going to change that thing. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory.
Touching and agreeing with you.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Touching and agreeing.
I'm touching and agreeing.
Amen.
I'm touching and agreeing.
Hallelujah.
Glory. You better find somebody to touch and agree. Touch and agree. Amen. I'm touching and agreeing. Hallelujah.
Fruits of all thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. And this is just a confirmation of what we heard tonight. And I know God is going to restore all. Brother Jack was talking about being owed money, and I was just trying to really think how I can apply that to my situation. And I actually remember today, I had a little situation that happened in my bank account, and it was a strange situation. It was a charge that wasn't supposed to be there, and when I called the bank so they could take care of it and resolve it, they just said they were going to do nothing for me. It was about up to almost $200 that they just charged me for no reason. And I thought it was, you know, very wrong that they would charge me and not make a way for them to reimburse me or refund the money. So I was a little down. I was like, that's $200. I could do something with that. So that kind of weighed into my heart the whole day, and to just hear Brother Jack say that, it's a confirmation, because God just gave me a peace that it would be all right. And I know that God is going to send his word, as we declare that tonight, that they will have a change in their hearts, that they will some way, somehow, get that money back. And 2 years ago, actually, there was a gentleman that I lent money to. It was about $400. And I remember when I lent him the money, our agreement and things of that matter, and I never heard from him. I mean, we speak all the time, but he never mentions anything about giving the money back. And I'm the type, I don't like to ask when I lend. When I lend, I almost just forget about it. So all the time went by, and every now and then it would come back to mind, and I would be like, man, I know I gave this guy such money. I wonder, you know, if he forgot about it, but I wasn't going to remind him. So I believe God will remind him.
Right.
I believe that we sent the word out to him in some way, somehow.
Glory.
And the last thing I want to say is I've been battling a very bad stomach ache for the past few weeks. I have moments where I really have some bad stomach aches, and I've been taking a pill. When I get these stomach aches, it pretty much makes me feel so it makes me very constipated. It does all these things. So I've been taking this pill, and I took this pill so much that I kind of felt worse. So I you know, laid off the pill, and I said, you know what, I'm just not gonna take it anymore. So I started to find different natural remedies and things of that matter that I would find, you know, a way to feel better. And since on Wednesday, when Brother Jack was saying apply the token, and I really received that, and I applied it, and the stomach, it was still there. It was still bothering me. It was creeping up. It would go away, and it would come back. It would go away and come back. But right here during the service, I just felt something different. And it was hurting me while service, and all of a sudden it just went away. So I'm confessing, I truly believe that the Lord touched my body today, and I just want to give Him praise for that.
Business.
South Carolina. He came to a lot of money. And the promise was he was going to give me $500,000. I was telling the Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it. Some way, somehow, you told me to open my mouth wide and you're going to fill it. So we sent the word. Your presence, may your word abide in us, and we abide in your word.